Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 9 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is The Anchor for Our Soul. John Crotts once said, "For a drifting ship, the anchor plunges down from the deck into the black waters below. The Lord Jesus Christ, though, is an anchor extending up into heaven. As you wait for the day when your faith becomes sight, you have hope." Today's text is Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 through 20. "So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Anchors keep boats from drifting with the current. However, one thing I have learned about anchors is that they must be used properly. You can tie the rope off to your boat, throw your anchor into the water, and still not stop your boat from drifting. A heavy anchor can still slide on shifting sand, while a light anchor can remain unmovable if wedged between solid rocks. The power of the anchor's hold is directly related to the foundation upon which that anchor rests. We live in a world drifting away from God. It is full of evil and wickedness, and a dangerous undercurrent of popular opinion is causing tides to flow against God's word. The good news is that through Jesus Christ, we have an anchor for our souls connected to a sure foundation. According to the writer of Hebrews, this sure foundation consists of two unchangeable components, God's promise and God's oath. Since it is impossible for God to lie, he will never break his promise. And since God could never find a name greater than his to make an oath by, we have the complete assurance that God will fulfill what he promises. God's oath puts his name on the covenant contract, so you can know that what God says is signed, sealed, and delivered. In a drifting world, we can anchor our lives into the solid foundation of the promises and character of God. Hebrews 6:20 goes on to describe how Jesus, as the anchor of our souls, brings us hope. Jesus is our high priest and goes behind the veil into God's presence to intercede on our behalf. His power, presence, and work on our behalf give us complete certainty in a future victory over sin and death. In a world that is constantly changing, we anchor to the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Because we have this sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, the writers of Hebrews says, "Hold fast to the hope we set before us." As an anchor holds firmly to a sure foundation, it is our responsibility to grab hold of God's finished work in Christ with our hands of hope. As we close out today's reflection on Hebrews 6:19 through 20, may this teaching from Albert Mohler bring you hope as you hold on to the anchor of your soul. The author poignantly reminds his people of their need for an anchor for the soul. The troubles and temptations of this world throw our souls around far too often, and yet we have a sure and steadfast anchor that stabilizes our souls amidst the waves of this world. The promises of God are firm and secure enough to hold us steady in a storm. God's promise and oath anchor the hope that enters an inner sanctuary behind the curtain, which is the most holy place. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest went into the most holy place and offered the blood of an animal in order to turn God's wrath away from Israel. Jesus, as our high priest, entered the inner place behind the curtain and offered his own blood on our behalf. Our anchor, Jesus, has gone before us as our forerunner to accomplish all that God's justice requires. As our great high priest, Jesus has purchased our salvation and assured us of the promises of God. Thus, Jesus' atoning work on the cross predicates the Christian's hope and anchors the Christian's soul. Consider these questions today. In what ways do you see our world drifting? In what ways do you struggle with drifting in your own spiritual journey? Why is an anchor a perfect picture of our hope in Jesus? What helps you hold on to what God has set before you? And what did you learn from today's lesson about hope? Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.